Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings. With Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means. Dynamite is tonight. And my God, we have 5 segments announced for the show. And Observer Live has only just begun? Anyway, it's an amazing number of segments announced. So we're going to plug that here today. And by the way, they had a lot advertised for Collision as well. And the Collision ratings are in, and that show did well. Almost like advertising. Matches and segments might actually, you know, get people to watch. But anyway, we got other news as well. The G1, got the G1 update for today. Got a couple of medical notes. Want to wish the best to Brian Knobbs and Charles Robinson. We'll talk about what happened to them. The Vince McMahon TMZ gimmick on Fox last night. Our own Filthy Tom did an article for the front page, and he's here to tell us all about it today. I haven't seen it. I don't know if I will, but Tom saw it, and he's going to tell you all about it. Vince McMahon all over that show. Brock Lesnar has been advertised for some future events. We got a New Japan Stardom show taking place in China in October. And of course, the NXT TV report and plenty more. Lots of stuff to get into here today. If you want to text us, you always can. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Email F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Yes, $10 cameos. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off, everybody. Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You want to get on me, Tom?
No.
God, I'm irritated. Second day in a row. Anybody use Feedly? Anybody use Feedly?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
If anyone knows...
Feedly more?
It's just all glitchy the last couple of days. It's freaking unusable, and it is just driving me nuts. So if anybody is aware of anything, let me know. Anyway. We had a lot to get into today, Tom. We're going to talk about that Hogan thing. And actually, I forgot that I wanted to talk about this, but I just remembered. Who is this Paul Walterhauser? Who is this guy?
What do you mean, who is he? Why? I don't want to be brought into the middle of this.
He beat you in an MMA rules match.
By pinfall.
Still. God.
Yeah, he's a movie star who dabbles in wrestling, competes in wrestling.
He got mad at me the other
commentary.
Day. You even brought it to my attention. Yeah, he got mad. He got mad because of something that I think Vinny said on the Brian and Vinny show.
No, that's incorrect.
What did I say?
Craig was the biggest offender.
Okay.
Which means that he probably didn't listen to the show. And if he did, he is surely not a longtime listener, so he wouldn't understand the context and the way that you guys speak. And it actually was Craig. Craig is the one that said he saw him. He made some disparaging remarks about seeing him at Defy against Joey Janela that Paul Walterhauser actually brought up. That was Craig.
How about that? So once again, so this is just like Punk. Punk got mad because he heard something out of context on something or whatever.
You didn't give him a glaring 5-star review.
So there's nothing to say. He just did commentary for the show. I didn't say anything negative about the guy, but now he's going to get it.
Vinny did make fun of the way he was dressed, but...
I am not pleased by this one.
God. Well,
you know why I'm so angry?
Luckily, Brian, the floor is yours.
You know why I'm so angry about it? It's because this idiot brought up cage match. If I have to hear, you know, the bane of my existence is cage match. God, every problem in wrestling in some way or another is related to cage match. When did cage match become like some thing? It's like, he's talking about I had 70 matches in my career. God, because of cage match. Because cage match lists like 70 matches or whatever. You know what? Somewhere I have written down every single solitary match. It was like Jericho when he did it for his career. I have every single match I have ever had written down.
Speaking of which,
what good is that going to do, though?
In that Instagram post, Jericho was backing him up.
Well, that guy's going to get it too, then.
So,
God brings up cage match.
Matt Cardona.
And then he's like, insulted that whoever was questioning him. So he puts his whole resume like he's The Miz. Brother, if you're so famous, what are you putting your resume for? We should all know. Can't even believe this. God. Another dingbat getting mad at me because of something somebody else said.
Brian, we never even brought up what I remember over the weekend. I told you I almost got kicked out.
Oh, yeah. What happened to you?
Because some lineman on the visiting team at the indoor football game in Henderson, sold out, 5,000 people there, is yelling the F word. Hey, shut the F up into the crowd where there's kids, women, children around. And they're like, hey. So he comes back out and I just stand up and start booing him. Boo, boo. And he starts yelling at me. Why don't you sit down and watch? Shut up and watch. And I'm like, I am watching and you're currently losing. So then his coach turns around, says, don't you talk to my players. Don't talk to.
And then talk to his players.
He can't yell at the players. So he runs off and he comes back, but he goes to the other side. And one of the players says to me, he goes, hey, man, I'd watch out. Our coach trains MMA.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I'm like, I'm on one leg and I will mop the floor with this scrub right now. So then I sit down and security comes over and they said, hey, we were given a complaint from the coaching staff that you're harassing them. And some guy, like a guardian angel, not the guardian angel, but a guardian angel in a orange, reddish affliction shirt.
Oh my God.
Runs up, pats me on the shoulder. He goes, hey, I saw the whole thing. These guys are starting it, yelling at him. He didn't do anything wrong. And just pats me on the shoulder and runs up. And they're like, well, yeah, you know what? Fair enough. See you later. Have fun.
Wow.
And then Vegas won the game. So wow. Taylor Gusner, the coach of the San Diego Strikeforce, you geek of the century.
Oh, wow.
Nerd.
What's the guy's name?
Taylor Gusner, I think.
Taylor Gusner?
Something like that.
I'm going to talk to Farmer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want you and me versus Taylor Gusner and Paul Walter Hauser.
I'm in.
I want him to make that
match. I do it on one leg. I have a pre-surgery consult right after the show. And I'm prepared to put it off if I can get the fight with this guy.
You know, sometimes people will book a match and then I'll like shoot an angle for this on this show. This is totally the opposite right now. It's like nobody has contacted me about anything, but now I want this match. Me and you against Taylor Gusner and Paul Walter Hauser.
I don't want to pro wrestle.
Whatever, I don't care. I won't even train. Golly. Have Craig be the referee so we can take a bump because it's all his fault. Jiminy Christmas. I never said one negative thing about Paul Walter Hauser. Mm. I didn't even read this guy's comment about how he was the worst part of that one movie.
I like Paul.
I probably would like Paul too if he didn't get mad at me for something I didn't say. God. You know what? If you want to be a star, like a movie star, let me give you one tip. If you want to be a star, don't be every other geek on the internet who hears something secondhand that somebody else said and then takes it out on the wrong guy. You geek. Golly.
I love.
How many people are going to get me in trouble for something I never said?
You're giving advice on how to be a star to an award-winning actor who's in a multitude of high-profile
movies. I don't care what that guy's done. Nonstop. He's talking about my career like I've had 70 matches. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about his acting career like I've been a big-time actor. Don't be every other geek. You know how many geeks we have on the internet? A lot of them. You don't have to be one of them.
Dude,
you should be above the geeks on the internet. Paul Walter Hauser.
I have been on the internet for a long time, and I have seen my fair share of geeks. And there are as many geeks as there's ever been.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of geeks on the internet. We could use a lot fewer. You don't have to add to the geek quota on the internet. Now, let's talk about some news before we bore everybody to death. That's too late. We got a commercial. Anything else you want to say about that, Coach? Well, we got another minute. He trains MMA, huh?
I mean, that's what I was told.
What does that even mean nowadays? He trains MMA and wearing an Affliction shirt.
No, he wasn't wearing an Affliction shirt.
Who was?
My guardian angel. The guy that
came. Oh, good for that guy then.
Yeah, the guy that came to my aid. I was like, how fitting.
Good
this,
for that
this
guy.
This guy. They're like, hey, did you threaten this guy? I say, well, I mean, kind of, not really. And then a guy runs up and his shirt just has skulls, crossbones, fists, diamonds all over. And they're like, yeah, we're trusting this guy's word. He's good. Yeah,
well, I'm glad that got all handled. Now you can go back to a game again and enjoy yourself.
I'm not sitting by the visitor team. Again, I'll tell you that much.
Were your kids there?
No.
Oh. I thought that's why you were so upset that the guy was swearing so much.
Well, no, I was upset because they had these $5 mystery drinks in the foyer.
And? They sucked?
Well, you know.
Vinny and no, I, Vinny once won
for $5
one of those...
at a sporting event to get a drink, you're taking as many as you can. So.
Back when Vinny was single, he won one of those trips to Vegas and got to bring someone in it, so he brought me. And they had this gimmick where he got free drinks. What a gimmick. There was zero alcohol in them whatsoever.
Just like
back us. In a moment. Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. All right, let's get down to real business here. Important business. First off, I want to wish the best to Brian Knobs. He has a recurring infection and may have to have his foot amputated. They found out my foot is infected again. He said now they're talking about amputation. His wife also recently suffered a broken ankle. She's laid up in rehab. My best friend in the world passes away. That would be Hulk. Just been a tough road. And he's got a GoFundMe set up. So all the best to Brian Knobs. Buff Bagwell obviously recently had his leg amputated. So he says, I see my buddy Buff. He's still fighting the good fight. In my mind, I'm not losing any of my limbs. They already told me they ain't just going to amputate my foot. They want to go higher or higher. You never know. It ain't going to happen. I'm totally against it. And then we want to wish the best to Charles Robinson, who, I swear to God, this is true.
I don't want to laugh at this, but when I saw this...
It's ridiculous.
Every time I read it, I was like, huh?
You know what's so amazing about it, before we tell you what happened?
That it doesn't happen more often?
I was reading to Hanalei before bed last night, and she's got this little book about bats. And so I'm reading this book about bats and all these bat facts. And, you know how five-year-olds are. They got facts for you as well. She's telling me all these facts about bats. I'm not even sure if they're true or not. No. But, she goes, I don't think there's any bats around here, Daddy. And I said, actually, I actually have seen a couple of bats. I don't see them often, but I have seen a bat or two around here. But, they're not going to, they're not going to get you or anything. So I go to bed, I wake up, and there's a shot of Charles Robinson in the hospital. He says, great way to start the morning, 2 a.m., I got bit by a bat. That's right, a bat. 4 hours later in the ER and 6 shots.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, holy smokes, all the best to him. That is absolutely wild. He was bit by a bat.
Where was he, in his house?
I don't know. I don't have any other details at this point.
Was he dressed up in a
suit? I mean, it was 2 a.m., so he must have been outside somewhere.
Well, was he wearing a purple and green suit adorned with a ton of question marks? It's possible. Yeah, I mean, if I would have told you Charles Robinson got bit by a bat, you'd look at me crazy, too. So?
Also want to wish the best to Casey Navarro. He's suffered a torn ACL in the four-way tag team title ladder match at Slammiversary. And he's got to...
Yeah.
The four-way ladder match at Slammiversary. I watched that.
That was a tag.
I know. I'm trying to think where he got hurt. Because I don't remember. I just remember that bump that, what's his face? Top Dollar took. I thought he was going to get surgery to replace his balls. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to Casey.
There was also an update on the Adriana Rizzo.
Yeah, what did she say?
Injury. Adriana Rizzo said that she had a possibly torn ACL going into it. So she knew the risks. She's going to be back. Don't worry.
Somebody sent that to me today and said, like, something about me or something like that. I literally said all of that. I said she had a partially torn ACL. Then she tore her ACL. And then she had another. I read all of that. Why is everyone always mad at me about everything? You know who else I want to wish the best to before we move on? Is Paul Walterhauser. Just because I'm a nice guy. All right. You watched the Vince McMahon TMZ deal.
I did, yeah.
I only saw the a clip of Vince.
And, you know, in my report that's up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers only, I described Vince McMahon, and I did have a typo, but I described Vince McMahon as a papier-mâché Cruella de Vil.
Wow.
That's what he looked like to me. But later on, I'd kind of like to amend that statement, because later on, as I watched, and specifically towards the end, which I thought was perhaps the most intriguing thing of the entire documentary, is at the end, they're going over Hulk and Jimmy Hart coming out at the Netflix premiere for Raw. And Jimmy Hart said, man, this thing, this just, it killed Hulk. Like, it was tearing him up on the inside. He said, the louder the crowd booed, the more he waved that flag. Goldberg said he was upset by the crowd and the way that they handled it. And then they went to Vince. And Vince said that this was the biggest star in the history of the sport. He deserved more from the people running the company than to just bring him out there and say, hey, this is Hulk Hogan. He said the way that the WWE, the front office, handled it made him angry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Too bad. Hey, listen, I just said that I was a nice guy, and a nice guy doesn't make fun of someone else's appearance.
No, Brian.
So I won't say anything about Vince other than the footage I saw was from behind the TMZ guy, and so you just saw the TV screen and Vince was on it. I thought it was that puppet from Bray Wyatt's Menagerie, the Vince puppet.
I actually will say something disparaging about his looks, because, like I said earlier, I wanted to amend my statement that he looked like a papier-mâché Cruella de Vil. I thought about this more, and after I saw him a few more times, it looked like he was, like, bubbling. You know what I mean? He was falling apart, like skin was just coming off of his body. And I thought, like, is he disintegrating? But, I mean, is it perhaps the truth that instead there's a demon trying to rise from his body?
What
and
are
instead
you talking
his,
about?
His skin is
After
bubbling
Dark
up.
Is it too? Although not today.
I mean, everybody looks at Vince as this evil guy, but maybe he's the one that's been keeping in what's really evil away from society.
Okay, what in God's name are you talking about? How was the show itself? Was it good?
You know, I thought it was a pretty fair and accurate assessment of Hogan's life and career. I guess as much as you can accomplish with 2 weeks and 1 hour of television time, 2 weeks of prep time. They talked about him, you know, both his heroic and villainous aspects of Hogan and Terry Bollea. And kind of early on in the show, Harvey from TMZ, which they had the show opened with footage from the war room, the TMZ war room, when they got the news that Hogan had died. And it was a frenzy until they got the headline out there, Hulk Hogan dead at 71. But early on in the show, Harvey made it quite clear, you know, that a lot of people looked at Hogan as a hero, and in reality, he had many, many faults, and he was nothing more than just a human being.
Yeah.
So I don't know what more he can. Out of the things, well,
I mean,
seen,
who else was on it?
About
what
as
else
unbiased
did you see?
As you can get it. There was a number of people: Sly Stallone, Charlotte, Alexa, Mick Foley was particularly great. Mark Henry was fantastic on this as well. Mick Foley at the end said basically, like, you know, Hogan said some bad stuff about him in the media, in public, in interviews, and later on made it a point to go into the media once again in public and say that he was wrong and take those comments about Mick Foley back. And Mick said if he measures the stuff Hulk said against the things that he did, he thinks Hogan caused a lot of good in this world and comes out ahead in the long run. And that's how he is going to remember him.
Any other notes?
No, you can go if you're okay. Tom's got a
full
report
up on the front page right now. If you guys want to read it, I thought you might give us all of the information here. If there's anything else exciting about it, nothing.
I mean, there's like Jimmy Hart said in the final days of the Hulkster, the final months, he had to walk with a cane, and in public appearances, instead he would use Jimmy Hart as the cane. Jimmy Hart, much like on SmackDown, one of the best and worst parts of the show during that Hogan Memorial. I was torn up seeing how torn up Jimmy Hart was there. And once again, seeing him just talk about his friend, the Hulkster, it's painful.
I mean, they were friends forever, you know, forever.
Yeah, I want Jimmy Hart. I don't know Jimmy Hart whatsoever. I've never met the man, but that is who I want to give my eulogy when I pass.
Yeah.
So if we can make that happen,
I'll do my
best. Be a happy man.
Yeah. We got an update on Brock Lesnar. He's advertised for the September 12th SmackDown and the September 19th SmackDown. So as we talked about, they're going to be doing a head-to-head PLE with AEW All Out. All Out will be in Toronto. WWE is going to do a show in Indianapolis. And John Cena and Brock Lesnar is scheduled to be that main event. I also should mention this because we've been talking about it. So, you know, originally the final John Cena match was going to be in early December, Saturday night's main event. And this is not confirmed, okay? But it does look like there is now discussion that date will be moved, so it will be head-to-head with AEW World's End. And we did talk about how there's going to be one more of these before the year was out. And I think they're going to try and put the final John Cena match on Saturday night's main event in Boston, head-to-head with World's End. So we'll see if that ends up happening. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God. Remember like 2 weeks ago, I was talking about how I still hadn't sent out the prizes for the prediction show? And I said, hold me to it. I'm going to do it this weekend, everybody. I promise. Well, I did it. And Kevin just messaged me and he's like, do you have a tracking number? I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And so I went back to look, and his this is FedEx, by the way. It was mailed on Monday, July 28th, 2 weeks ago. Okay? This package has gone from Elmsford, New York, to New Jersey, Ohio, Illinois, Miami, Bakersfield, Stockton, Sacramento. It is now in Kennesaw, Georgia, where it departed on Saturday. What is happening? God. Sorry, dude. Doing my best. It's ridiculous. All right. We got to talk about NXT. What'd you think of this show? I know what you liked.
Oh, boy. That opener. I loved it. It's on the very short list. Perhaps it's a one-match list.
Is there a list?
I don't know. Of the female monster fight category, Nia Jax versus Lash Legend in the opener. I mean, the show could only go downhill from there after this. They set this up in the Evolution Battle Royal a few weeks back, which was won by Stephanie Vaquer. This was one of the focal storylines of the match. And then, Brian, did you notice, of all things, what Nia Jax opened up the match with?
What's that? A guillotine?
Guillotine choke, paying homage to none other than yours truly. And Lash, really impressive powerhouse. We rarely ever see anyone throw Nia around like she could. I mean, you'll see people hit power moves on Nia. Bianca, you know, can lift her up. But Lash is one of the few women who's Nia's equal physically. They brawled outside the ring, set up these ring steps near the announce desk, fought back inside, then outside again. Lash went to slam Nia, but Nia was too big, too strong, crushed her through the announce desk. Lash barely beat the 10 count in, but the fight raged on. Lash tried to powerbomb Nia out of the corner, but I would say in the annals of wrestling history, Nia hit the all-time most heinous annihilator.
Well, that's not true, because I think every other annihilator she hits practically looks like it killed somebody. This one was brutal. Lash was trying to do a walking powerbomb out of the corner, and she was supposed to lose her balance and have Nia fall on her. Nia murdered her. Like, Nia feet in the air.
Yeah.
All of her weight. And then, like, poor Lash is dead. She's grabbing her guts. The referee's making sure she's alive. And then Nia goes up and does another one, which thankfully was more protected. But, oh, my God, that first one, I'm like, couldn't you just have pinned her and, like, been nice? I mean, this match was great. I thought the match was great. But that finish, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was the best slash worst one in the history of wrestling. I mean, remember there was the one where Yokozuna, like, crushed that jobber? He basically did the same thing Nia did here. But he was already on the ground. Lash went from standing to the ground with Nia crushing her at the same time. It was so bad. Like you said, Nia's feet never touched the ground on the way down.
No, horrible.
It was all gluteus maximus to the max on Lash. Ugh.
That was awesome. A good match, though. Hey, Kevin, I just emailed the place to see what we can do about it. Sorry for that. Ridiculous. All right, then we had Darkstay doing a promo. So it is a thing now. This white guy, last week he made a comment about all up their butt, and everyone laughed. Yeah. And this time he says, we're going to start taking turns on their butt. And there's awkward silence. Finish on top, he says. And the other guys just, they put their hands in there. They're like, oh, my God, this guy. So now I think they discovered that people thought it was funny. So now he's got to do it every week, this poor guy.
Yeah.
They are such incredible geeks.
These guys.
Yeah. We had Chelsea running into numerous unidentified women, which set up Kendall Gray versus Alba.
No. She did identify him.
One of them, Kelly Armstrong. And then everyone else was unidentified. It's okay. If they don't care, I don't care. So I'm not mad about it. Then we had Charlie Dempsey and Joe Hendry. Did some great chain wrestling early. Actually,
Hendry. The match was like 3 minutes.
It didn't go all that long.
Joe Hendry didn't survive the Charlie Dempsey challenge here.
The best stuff Joe Hendry does is actually his technical wrestling. It was great.
He's a Greco-Roman
I know, but it was all pro wrestling stuff. It's like switch out of the arm wringer gimmick. Anyway, Joe made a comeback, hit his finish, and won. I think Charlie needs to figure out how to get out of that no quarter catch crew next. It's not serving him well.
No. Who was booking him? he's on another level lately as a geek. Lost everybody in his crew. He's out here just getting squashed by a guy that popped out of the fridge last week. That's how this feud went down.
Then we had Josh Briggs coming out for a promo. My God, this guy got heat. He's like the new Don Callis here in NXT. They're chanting, turn his mic off. But then, you know the best way to get his mic turned off is to yell profanities? But instead, they just chant, shut the hell up. So that was very polite. And then Inamura comes out, and they're going to have a Philadelphia street fight next week on NXT, which happens to be in Philadelphia. Had a Jordan Grace sit-down promo. I actually thought this was the best Jordan interview maybe I've ever seen. Just talking about growing up and, you know, never really been. The real battle has not been with my body. It's been with my mind, my self-worth. Little voice saying I'd never be good enough no matter how hard I try.
Is it that one?
God, my voice.
The little voice coming out of your mouth right now?
I don't know what's going on. So she vowed to take out Blake at Heatwave. We had another Blake. This would never happen with Vince. There's some new bloke, Blake Howard, interview guy. Blake Howard.
Oh, that was his name?
I think so. And he interviews JC. I swear to God, his debut in WWE, his first ever appearance as an interviewer. This was his, I almost dropped an F-bomb. It's so ridiculous. His question to JC Jane is, and I quote, how important is it to win this match? What a question. Obviously important, she says. They get an argument. Masha and Ash show up, along with their personal concierge. And then What's-Her-Face from Evolve, who they didn't identify, showed up.
Yeah, who was that?
I forgot her name again.
Lainey Boggs?
Yeah. Why is it so hard to put graphics on the screen?
She's all that.
Golly. We had a great... you know what the best four-person group in all of wrestling is? Is Oba, Trick, Moose, and Javon.
They're
awesome. So we'll get to them in a minute. Lola and Kalani versus JC and Fallon. We had Lola murdering JC with a back fist. Kalani had a split-legged moonsault. So I don't know why I wrote Jordan gets a title match soon. It was late at night. It was a pretty good match.
No, although you would think she would, but instead what they actually did was it's Kalani Jordan, Lola Vice, and Jada Parker facing off in a three-way for a title shot.
Okay. We'll get to that. We had Kendall Gray at Alba Fire.
Why? I just got through it.
You know what's funny is this Kendall Gray is like so far beyond how good she should be. And one of the big things is she wasn't a gymnast, and so they don't make her do stupid stuff in her matches. She just wrestles, and she's better than virtually all of the green women that they've got. And, you know, it's like that Kalani match. It's like anytime Kalani wasn't doing gymnastics and silly stuff, she looked good. And then they just have her do some goofy, I got to do a twist into a flip into a whatever. Like, oh my God. Just do one a match. I don't need 50. But anyway, she lost. And then Ethan cut a promo.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. She lost. I thought Alba Fire looked fantastic.
She did.
Here, she looked awesome.
She looked very good in this match. So anyway, they've set up
I love the Secret Hervis.
A match with Tyra Mae Steele and Tavion Heights against these two. And the funny thing is, you know, they're really building up that that these two are Olympic gold medalists.
Well, no.
Even though
she is an Olympic gold
medalist. Well, they're both Olympians. They're the Olympian team. But neither Tavion Heights nor Tyra Mae Steele were in the Olympics.
What? Yes, they were.
No. Not under these names. It's stupid.
Well, okay. Yeah.
If you're going to build them as Olympians and push them as Olympians, why are they not using the names that they won or competed in the Olympics in? It's so stupid, and it makes me more angry every time.
Tavion came out. He said, I mean, Kendall Gray would have been a good pick because she was a 61-0 amateur wrestler in college. But he said, there's only one woman who's done this in WWE history. There's only one woman who's won an Olympic gold medal. Tyra Mae Steele.
I was like, no, she didn't. It was Tyra Mae Steele.
And more importantly, she won season one in LFG.
More importantly, yes. Well, they did give a graphic this week to, quote, the personal concierge to the Elegance brand. I got to give him credit for that. Thank you. Then we had the main event. God, it's Moose and Oba and Trick and Javon versus Dark State. And, like, Moose, Oba, Trick, and Javon are so awesome in this match. They were so great. And Saquon's good. The other three guys are just there. They're so green. They're having to be held by the hand. The referee is screaming at everybody that we're out of time.
We gotta go! We gotta go!
And they're just still doing their stuff. And then, of course, Javon ends up by himself in the ring. Trick could have made the save, but he didn't. And so these freaking geeks pin Javon. And I was like, I was so furious. Because next week, it is Javon versus Trick. And the winner gets Oba. Okay? So it's like, okay, we have a couple of options here. Maybe, you know, their idea is, well, Javon's going to pin Trick. And then go on to either win or lose against Oba. Which, like, if that's the case, why did he lose to these nerds? Or, like, if he's going to lose to Trick next week, I'm even more furious that he lost to these nerds. Like, he's got to be beating Trick. But, again, okay, so the guy beats Trick and he beats Oba, but he just lost to these geeks? I don't get it, dude. It's not my company, so I can't care that much, but golly, if it was, I'd be firing someone. And I like Sean. But this is stupid. And then Hank and Tank hit the ring and beat up Dark State. Finisher of the main event was so stupid, but I thought that the overall show was pretty good.
I thought the main event was good because they ran the opposite structure that you normally would and just had the guys who were good beat up the team who's inexperienced.
Who then beat Javon. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I should mention that there's no After Dark this afternoon. It'll be a replay. Kids got camp. I got to pick them up early. And we didn't have a guest anyway. And last week's show, I got a lot of great reviews. The one where we talked about dinosaurs and dragons. We're going to get that guy back soon. But if you didn't get a chance to hear it, listen today. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. However you're listening to this show, you can listen at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And then we have got the we got Dynamite coming up here tonight. A lot of exciting stuff. Hangman Page and MJF face-to-face. Jon Moxley versus Kevin Knight. Jon Moxley did a... did you see the segment that he did on like the Cincinnati News or something?
On his favorite news channel, Channel 9.
Or he was talking about the Hot Pocket.
I didn't see the Hot Pocket, no.
Oh, my God. This guy needs to do all of the media for, like, they should pay him double to do all of the media for AEW. He was incredible on the show. Adam Copeland versus Stokely Hathaway. Mercedes Tekla and Sky Blue versus Alex Windsor, Queen Amanada, and Willow Nightingale. And Kyle Fletcher will meet his Forbidden Door opponent. And apparently, you know, Tanahashi's scheduled on the undercard of a show tonight in Japan, so I guess
maybe my dream will come true.
It'll be you?
No. Oh. Are you kidding me? The current pound-for-pound best that New Japan has. Maybe it'll be El Desperado.
Could be. Going to find out tonight. So we're going to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Live, I believe solo tomorrow. And maybe Fun Friday, unless Tom wants to jump in that day. So we'll get a lot to get into, everybody, and that's it. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.